History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Mayor George Brown is here from Wilkes-Barre. You're not wearing headphones, but I think you can hear it through our headphones.
I can hear you fine, Doc.
All the thing that's going on there. And the mayor was driving in, and just minutes ago, listening to Chewy, how you would have destroyed Samira. If you were bowling against her.
Yeah.
But Mayor, there's like rules as a parent and a grandparent, right?
There are really rules that Chewy's going to find out quickly. Okay,
yeah.
First of all, you do not beat your 7-year-old child or grandchild in bowling, all right?
Oh, I totally would.
Because first of all, the wife's going to be all over you.
Yeah.
Okay? So you got to be careful. And look, and I married 53 years, okay? And I'll tell you why. It's yes, dear. Yes, Marianne. Yeah. Yes, Marianne. Now, I hope she's listening, but I'm going to hear about this. Yes, Marianne. Yes, dear. So you're going to learn that, my friend.
Well, I've learned now that I've been married now.
Coming up on a year.
It'll be a year in August. I've learned the yes, dear very quick. So I understand that. But if my niece challenges me in any sport, I'm going to have to take her down.
Well, I'll tell you what. You let me know what's going to happen. I'm going to give her some guidelines on how to beat her. Right? Yeah, right?
Are you a bowler, Mayor?
No. But I think I could beat Chewy.
Oh, okay.
There's a challenge.
I think we might have to go down to like Chaco's or something, and we might have to do
with bumpers or without for both of you.
Oh, without.
Okay, yeah, definitely
don't forget,
without.
Chaco's is my hometown.
I know. Barry, we'll go to your turf. I'll go to your turf. I'm into this.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a pretty low scoring game on your side, huh?
No, I'm going to rock it. I mean, I got that shoulder thing, but we'll.
What shoulder thing?
Oh, yeah.
And the wrist.
Oh, Doc, you know, remember high school football like 30 years ago? Remember that?
Yeah. That was me. Yeah. At 30, it was only 10 years ago.
But 11. Those injuries are all kicking in now.
Yeah, you know, as I get older and the weather's changing, the cartilage. And, you know.
I use that whenever I need to. Like a 5K walk run. Oh, I can't. My knee's bad.
You know.
I'll go out and I'll say hi, but then I got to move on at that point. Mayor George Brown is with us. There are so many cool things going on in Wilkes-Barre. Let's talk about the concerts. Tell us about Lady A and En Vogue.
Well, I have to tell you, Doc and Chewy, we are so honored to have one of the 5 cities that was designated by the mayor. Or I'm sorry, I'm the mayor.
Yeah.
By the governor and Cassandra Coleman, who's a great, great person, really promoting Wilkes-Barre. So we have the concert. It's going to be on June 20th at beautiful Kirby Park, a 52-acre park in Wilkes-Barre. Lady A, the headliner, and then En Vogue will be playing also.
So cool.
Now, it's a free show, but you need to go online and get tickets, right? Because they want to...
Go to America 250,
mm-hmm.
and you'll see a place that you can log on for tickets. You have to have tickets. You will not get in unless you have tickets. And they'll be put on your phone. So when you go there, you just show the phone, and they'll see the tickets. But you can get 2 adults and 2 children.
Awesome.
All right, so
and
that's
you're not
good.
Allowed to beat the children in bowling,
no,
is what
no,
I'm learning.
No, you're not allowed to do that at all. Fine Arts Fiesta is coming up in May. Talk about that a little bit. That's got a lot of stuff going on there.
This is the 70th year for the Fine Arts Fiesta, and it's every year it's downtown Wilkes-Barre in Public Square Park.
Mm-hmm.
And every year it's artists that are there, and they show their work. They come from all over the country for the Fine Arts Fiesta. I've talked to people from Tennessee and just different parts of the country. They say every year we come here, Mayor, because it's one of the best shows that we can come and show our, you know, our renderings. And it's just a great time. A lot of food, a lot of entertainment.
Music, yeah.
Music, oh, yeah. So it's a great time. So I asked the people to please come on out, okay? And you will not be disappointed.
I've done it many years. You know, and each year it does get a little bit bigger, but it is. And, you know, parts of it are covered because some of the paintings and pictures are in certain tents and things like that. But it's a great family event to go to. And I bet the businesses love it down there because people are hanging out, right?
Businesses love it. And, you know, Doc, last year a young man painted a portrait of me. And I'm walking on to Public Square with Tyler, my assistant, and a young fellow said, "Hey, Mayor, I got my picture taken with your portrait." I said, "I don't have a portrait." And then one of my police officers said, "Hey, Mayor, I got my picture taken with your portrait." I said, "Officer, I don't have a portrait." Well, sure enough, I had a portrait. And this young man, he did a great job. And it's actually in my office. I invite you guys to come there. You know, you don't never come and visit me.
Oh, we'll come down.
Chewy wants to know if you'll feed us.
Always have donuts.
I'm in.
Yeah. What time do you need us then?
Yeah, I'll be there later.
No, we would love to come down, do the tour of City Hall, which would be really nice. You got just so many. Do you want to hang out? You got a few minutes?
Sure.
All right. So then we'll come back and talk more about all the cool things that are going on in Wilkes-Barre. That's Mayor George Brown with us this morning. There he is. Mayor George Brown from the city of Wilkes-Barre is our special guest, friend of the show. And always, we see you at the end of a parade, always at the reviewing stand. You're like, I want to come back on. So we're definitely here and, you know, talking about all the amazing things going on in Wilkes-Barre. Tell us about the Dire Straits event that's coming up.
Sure. August 14th is our fourth free concert on Public Square. Mm-hmm. And this year we have Dire Straits Legacy. And Dire Straits Legacy is members of the original Dire Straits band when Mark Knopfler played with them.
Yeah.
He doesn't play with them any longer, but the person that took his place since 2007 has been touring with them. And you close your eyes, Doc, and you're listening to Mark Knopfler.
Yeah.
But they've been playing in Europe for several years and are finally coming back, to the U.S. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be Wilkes-Barre is where they're going to start. And they're going to anchor that Wilkes-Barre and then have other concerts around the city of Wilkes-Barre. So we're really excited to have them. Dire Straits Legacy, folks. It's going to be on August 14th. And it's on a Friday night. And it's going to be on Public Square. Come on out. Get something to eat. But, you know, the nice thing is we get 6,000 to 7,000 people that are at the concerts. This is our fourth one.
Yeah. Each one gets a little bit bigger than the previous, right?
Yeah, last year we had John Oates of Hall & Oates.
We remember because we were playing a game here with you trying to figure out who was going to be there, and we were wrong.
Yeah, I've been wrong. I'm 0 for 4.
Yeah, at this point. But that is cool. And then, so you probably start as soon as this one's done, the planning probably begins for the following year, right?
We start in January.
Yeah.
And people go down to Nashville, and they see who's available. You know, for the time frame in August that we need. But with Dire Straits, we actually reached out to them in England and we said, look, what's available? When are you going to be available to play? And they said, well, you know what? We will come to Wilkes-Barre and we'll play. So they worked it into their schedule. So they're playing Europe now. I think they're in Poland now, but they're all over Europe playing.
That's awesome.
So they work all the kinks out, if you will. And then by the time they hit us, they're ready to go, right?
I'm looking forward to it.
Looking forward to warming up. What about playgrounds? What else is going on? Any more working on playgrounds?
Sure. Well, last year we opened up our third special needs playground at the Bog, which is off of East Main Street in Wilkes-Barre. It's a beautiful playground that we put in for special needs children that play at Challenger Baseball.
Right.
And I promised them 2 years ago they were going to have the next park, and they do now.
Yeah.
So they have a beautiful park. We also added 6 pickleball courts to the Bog.
Isn't that amazing how big
pickleball
has become?
Do you play pickleball, Mayor?
No, Chewy, but I would challenge you to pickleball.
So wait, we got bowling? This is going to be like the Olympics.
You're challenging me I don't play pickleball, so we might not be doing good.
I want to play
That's it. Okay, Mayor Brown just wants to take me on in every sport.
Yeah.
That's all right. Pickleball and bowling. We'll get
pickleball
it going.
Bowling.
Tell Tyler, get the schedule. Get it on the schedule.
I think Tyler's wrestling. Probably listening.
Tyler, put it on the schedule. Bowling and on his home turf too. Put that at the Bog as well.
So now we have 8 pickleball courts. We're going to build 6 more.
Wow.
So we have 14 in the city of Wilkes-Barre.
Wow.
And people come from Scranton and all over to play pickleball in Wilkes-Barre because they don't have many up in the Scranton area.
Oh, well, there you go. You're bringing them in. That's what you're doing. Yeah.
The nod. I like the little nod.
Yeah, the little nod. The eyes getting real wide.
Well, I mean, that's it. I got to say, Mayor Brown, like, everything you're doing in Wilkes-Barre is really awesome. And the stuff you're doing, we really appreciate it. And how great the city's becoming. It really is. It's awesome.
Well, it's the team I have.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, Chewy. I have a great team. And for the last 7 years, they've stuck with me.
Yeah.
obviously you're doing this. Stick with me.
No, you're doing it right.
Not easy to work for. But they're great people. And whatever we do, I don't take the credit for it. It's our team.
Yeah.
Just like the special needs playgrounds, it's the team that works at Wilkes-Barre City, but also our special needs playground committee. And these are people that have special needs children and their families,
right,
or they work in that type of an environment. So they are dedicated. They'll do purse bingo and sell hot dogs and sell candy bars just to raise money to build these parks.
Which helps, yeah. It really does. And then we also want to give a quick shout out to, because we were talking about, and Chewy's friends with a bunch, and the police department and fire department in there. So you got, I mean, I realize there's so many more people behind the scenes in Wilkes-Barre, but you guys are getting it done. So congratulations.
I honestly, I tell everybody, I have the best police and fire department in the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
We really do. They're dedicated. They're hardworking. And what they go through, you know, on a daily basis, I couldn't do, and a lot of people could not do. So they're committed to the city of Wilkes-Barre.
Chewy, you ready to take them on too, or no? You're just going to
I'm taking on Mayor Brown. That's it. I don't want the. I watched those guys do their hockey game the other day too. I'm not taking part of that. I'm good. I just want Mayor Brown and right. my 7-year-old niece. Yeah. That's all I need to take on in sports, and I'll be happy the rest of my life.
And you're a grandfather too.
I am. I have 5 grandchildren.
5, and you go by what? Papa or
I'm
what?
Pop.
Pop, they call you Pop. I'm Papa in mine. And then what? Your grandfather is Pop Pop.
Yeah, Pop Pop.
But it's funny to watch when they come over. If Michelle's dad, who is Pop Pop, comes over and they want to talk to me, it's Pop Pop for me and Pop Pop for them. But it's so much fun. I'm loving the whole being a Papa.
I'm Pop and my wife is Gammy.
Pop. So where does that Gammy. Come from? Where does Gammy come from?
I think because when they were younger, like they couldn't say Grammy.
Okay.
So they called him Gammy.
Throughout the R out.
And we have a 3-year-old grandson now, so he's definitely, hey, Gammy.
Yeah.
Gammy, could you make me a sandwich? You know, Gammy. But it's great because I have 5 grandchildren, and they are my life right now. They really are.
Yeah. Yesterday, I was in Philadelphia because that's where Aunt Mine left. And we got to walk Samira, the one he wants to beat in bowling, to school. And just, it was so cool just to walk. And she was all excited that we were walking with her, Michelle and I, you know. Gigi and Papa taking her to school, but it's the greatest feeling in the world.
How did Gigi come about?
Well, it's funny. Michelle said, I don't want to be called Grandma because she thinks that's too old for her. And I said, well, honestly, hon, the name is going to come whatever comes out of their mouth, whatever they start calling you. And that's how it started. And she wears it like a badge
now. Samira called her Gigi, and that was it. And she was... Yeah, she wanted. Did she want Lolly at one point or something?
I don't know.
She wanted Viv.
Viv.
Viv doesn't even make any sense. She wanted Viv, which I don't get. But
here's the best one. Him. When Samira was small, trying to say Chewy, Uncle Chewy, and that never came out. So he's Uncle Wee Wee, and he wears that like a badge.
I wear Wee Wee like a badge. So I don't know if I should say that statement like that, but I wear Uncle Wee Wee like a badge.
I don't know if I say that on the air.
Too late. Already happened.
Might want to cut that one out.
Mayor Brown, thank you so much for coming in again.
Hey, this is just amazing for me. I think it's the 4th or 5th time.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, I don't want to hurt your ratings when I'm here, but I love coming in and just spending some time with you guys. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Mayor Brown.
Anytime.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.